Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on daf Mem Beis and Beis at the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We're in the middle of the sugya of Tumas Beis Hastarim. So we are up to Amar Rava at the end of Mem Beis and Beis, the second wide line of Mem Beis and Beis. So we're going to talk about not only Maga Beis Hastarim, but Tumas Heset of Beis Hastarim as well. What if a Tameh moves a Tahar, or a Tahar moves a Tameh by use of a stick that's being held in the Beis Hastarim? So is that going to be Metameh? Then the Gemara is going to give two explanations of why it is that in the Mishnah we said that a person who's eating Truma and feels that they're about to be Motzi Zera could be Ochez Ba'ama. I thought someone who's Ochez Ba'ama is maybe Mabali Olam. You're not supposed to do something like that. So we're going to have two different explanations of that. Then the Gemara is going to have two different Lashonos of which type of Shechva Zera would not be Metameh, even though Shechva Zera normally is Metameh, but there's some type of Shechva Zera that would not be Metameh, the Nafkamina between them. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Tuma is generated by the Akira or the Yitzia Minaguf, meaning that there is a point where Meraglayim, where Shechva Zera is Ne'akar Mimakomo, where it begins to move, and then there's a point where it actually leaves the body. So at which point generates Tuma. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the sheer Tuma for Zav, for Shechva Zera, how much Ziva needs to happen, how much of a flow needs to happen, how much Shechva Zera needs to leave the body in order for Tuma to happen, and how we know how many, the Gemara is going to discuss in that context, how we know the number of Re'ios that are necessary in order to make a zav, in order to make a person tameh as a zav. So let us begin. We're at the second wide line on daf mem beis amud beis, again at Amar Rava, continuing to discuss the inyanim of beis hastarim. So Amar Rava, sheretz bekumto, if a person has a sheretz in a fold in his body, like in the armpit, which has a din of a beis hastarim, because the armpit is sometimes exposed to the atmosphere, sometimes not, so it has a din of a beis hastarim, tahar, the person is going to be tahar, because there's no Tumas Maga Beis Hastarim. But Nevela Bekumto, if he has a Nevela in a fold in his body, then Tameh. Sheretz Bekumto Tar Sheretz Benekiyo Dum Tameh Beis Hastarim La Bar Magahu. The reason the Sheretz in the armpit is not going to be a Metameh him is because Sheretz is only Metameh B'Maga, and Maga Beis Hastarim doesn't affect Tumah, is not Metameh. But Nevela Bekumto Tameh Nehida B'Maga La Metameh B'Masami U Metameh. But a Nevela in the armpit is going to be a problem, because granted there's no Tumas Maga in a Beis Hastarim, but there is Tumas Masa, and a Nevela is able to transmit Tumas Masa even just by carrying it without touching it. Sheretz Bukumto V'Ichnisa La'Avir HaTanur Tameh. If a person has a Sheretz in his armpit, and then he's machnis his whole armpit into the airspace of an oven, of a Kli Cheres, and the Halach is a Kli Cheres is Metameh even without Maga, even Me'aviro, the airspace of a Kli Cheres is Metameh, so that's going to be enough to be Metameh, even though it's hidden away in the Beis Hastarim of this person's body, but still the Maisa, it's in the airspace of that Kli Cheres. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious? If it's Metameh from the airspace, and it's in the airspace, why would I think that it's not Metameh? So now, Mal Detema Tocho Amar Achmana Velo Toch Tocho. I might have thought that only Tocho is Metameh, but Toch Tocho is not Metameh. That's something that's in the Beis Hastarim inside the oven, inside the Kli Cheres, is not Metameh. Kamash Malan, that's why it tells me that even Toch Tochos Tameh. The Aruch Liner points out that even that doesn't seem to really be a great Chiddush, because that seems to be a Mefurish Mishnah in the 8th parak of Maseches Kelim, that Mashke that became Tameh B'Maga, Tameh Meis, and is then person puts it in his mouth and brings it into the Tanur while it's in his mouth, the Tanur is Tameh. So Toch Piv is also a Din of a Beis Hastarim, and that's Beferish in the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the first parak of Kiddushin on Daf Chafei, that the inside of a person's mouth is considered to be a Beis Hastarim, and nevertheless the Mashke is Metameh the Tanur while it's in the Beis Hastarim inside his mouth. And Ochel Mashke are only Metameh Kelim Midrabanan. So if that works even for a Tumah Midrabanan, you would imagine Kal B'Chomer it's going to work for a Tumah Mida Oraisa. So the Aruch Liner questions why it is that this is a Chiddush at all, once you consider that there is a Mishnah in Kelim that pretty much says the same thing. Okay, now says Gemara, Amrei Shlakish Kana B'Kamto, continuing and discussing Tumas Beis Hastarim. So we've discussed Maga Beis Hastarim and Masa Beis Hastarim. Now we're going to discuss Hesed Beis Hastarim, and a unique halacha that if a Zav moves a Tahar person, or a Tahar moves a Zav, even without touching each other, they're going to be mitame each other. So Amrish Lakish Kana Bekomto, if a person has a stick in the Bekomto Shel Zav, a Zav who is tame has a stick in his armpit, so it's only touching him in a Beis Hastarim, V'hisit Bas HaTahar, and he uses that stick to move a Tahar person, so Tahar, the Tahar remains Tahar. But if it's in the armpit of a Tahar person and he moves a Zav with it, then the Tahar person becomes Tame. So my Taima, how do I know that a Zav that moves a Tahar person with a stick that's in his armpit is not Metame him? The Amar Krab, because the Pasuk says, the Kol Asher Yigabo Azav V'yadav Lo Shotav B'mayim. So the Pasuk is not telling us that a Zav is Metame B'negia, because that we already know. That the Pasuk says, V'anogea B'basra Azav is Tameh. So Zeu Heseto Shel Zav. This pasuk must be talking about Tumas Hesed, that a Zav is Metameh, the Tahor thing that he moves. So since that's a Chiddush, Lo Matzinu Lo Tuma B'Kol HaTorah Kula, we never find anywhere else that there's such a thing called Tumas Hesed, by moving something without touching it, without lifting it, that you're going to be Metameh it. So V'Afkei Rachmana B'Lashon Negiah, and when the Torah describes this Chiddush, it uses a Lashon of Negiah. It says, Asher Yigabo, when it says V'Yadav L'Shot V'Mayim, L'Meimer De'Hesed Negiah Ki Yadav. So it comes to tell me that Hesed and Negiah V'Zav are only Metameh when they are alike Yadav. Ma Hasame Avrai, Avachame Avrai. Yadayim are always on the outside part of the body. They're exposed to the atmosphere. They are not Ebes Astarim. So too, Tumas Maga and Tumas Hesed only happen when it's on the outside part of the body, not when it's in Ebes Astarim. And that's how we know that if a Zav holds a stick in his armpit and he moves a Tahor person with it, the Tahor person does not become Tamei. And the same is true, Legabe Negiyas HaZav B'Tahor. So if the Negiyah was in the Beis HaStarim of the Tahor, the Tahor person does not become Tamei. But when he's Nosei Umesit Es HaZav, when the Tahor person carries or moves the Zav, so that we don't have any miut for the Beis HaStarim. And that's why the Tahor person who's holding the stick in his armpit that moves a Zav is going to become Tamei from that. Good. Aval azav and balkeri einin metamin. So we said that azav and balkeri, unlike a zava and a nida, the zav and balkeri only become tame once the ziva or the shechva zera leaves the person's body. A nida and a zava doesn't have to leave her body as long as it goes from the bais hapnimi to the bais hachitzon. It would be enough to be metame here. So says the Gemara, zav, how do I know that a zav is only tame when the ziva leaves his body? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, ki yia zav mibs. So from the Lashon of Zav Mibsaro, it sounds Acheyetze Zovo Mibsaro, that the Zov has to actually leave his Basar. Balkeri dechsiv v'ish kiseitze mimenu shechva zera, and Balkeri is also based on the pasuk. It says v'ish kiseitze mimenu shechva zera, that when the shechva zera leaves his body, that's when he becomes tameh. But prior to it leaving his body, he's not going to be tameh. Then the Mishnah told us hayochel b'truma v'hirgish. A person is eating truma, and all of a sudden he has this sensation that is dazu evarav, and he feels that shechva zera is about to come out of his body. So the Mishnah recommended that you can't spit out the truma. Spitting out the truma is an ibur of truma. You're not allowed to destroy truma. He can't just allow the shechva zera to come out of his body and then swallow it, because then he's violating achilas truma bituma. So the Mishnah recommended that he should be ochez ba'ama to prevent the shechva zera from leaving his body momentarily, swallow the truma, and then the shechva zera could come out of his body. So it says Gemara, ochez, how could he be ochez ba'ama? Vatanya, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Lazar Amar kala ochez ba'ama umashtin, kilu mevi mabliyola. We learned earlier in the Masechta that if a person is ochez ba'ama while he urinates, it's as if he's, since he's causing himself to be aroused, it's as if he's mevi mabliyola. So even Almanas to save the truma from tuma, how could we allow such an iser to save the truma from tuma? Tosfei Arash wonders about this. Why not? Meaning, because the Chachamim aser negia ba'amaso, because of a siyag that they're afraid that it's going to cause arousal, so we're going to allow truma to become tameh. It's a daraisa for truma to become tameh. So obviously we have to make an assessment over here, which is worse. And it would seem that it's much, much worse to be metame the truma than it would be to be ochiz ba'amaso, which is only a violation of a din rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Vani inei nesati l'chas mishmeres truma." Nasi. So we darshan that you have there's an Isra Doraisa to be Mitame Truma. So in the Cheshek Shlomo, on the Tosei Arash, the Cheshek Shlomo is Miyashiv based on the Zohar. The Beis Yosef Nevnezer, Simchav Gimel, quotes such a Zohar that Dafka being Motzi Zer Levatala is Navon Chamorad Miod, meaning even al Pi Halacha, it's only an Isra Drabanan. Al Pi Torah Sanistar, it has a it's considered to be much, much worse. And therefore, that would affect the Halacha. Over here, the Kabbalah affects the halacha, that given the option of one or the other, that it would be better to be metame the truma than to be motzi the zera. That's at least the Gemara's question, right? The Gemara is saying, how could you be maybe mabli olam? How could you be oches ba'amaso? After all, that's going to be a worse result than being metame the truma. So Amar Abaye, so two answers. Abaye says b'matlis ava. You're doing it in a way where you're not causing further chimu. You're not causing further arousal. You're using a thick cloth on between your hand and your body. Rava Amar, afilu te'matlas raka, even the akar. Rava says, we're talking about a guy who shichvazer is about to leave his body. It's too late. Meaning, so you don't even need a matlas ava that's going to prevent arousal. Arousal already happened for this person. There's no further arousal when he's now oches ba'amaso. So it could even be a matlas raka. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in the seventh parak of Strumos, obviously he's going to paskin like Rava, because it's not one of the Al-Kagam, so we're going to paskin like Rava, but the Rambam doesn't mention anything about a matlas raka. He just says, oches ba'amaso, the way the Mishnah quotes it. So the Marie Korkus points out, well, l'chora is an obvious point, that Rava is not requiring a matlas raka, he's just saying that you don't need a matlas ava, so he's using the lashon that Abaye used, but the matlas raka would only be for cleanliness purpose, meaning the point is, it could even be biado, the point is that there's no further chimum that could be caused once the zera is already on the way outside of the person's body. The main Nida writes that the heter, according to Rava, to be nogea ba'amaso is only because he has the zchus of the mitzvah of shmiras atruma, and that's going to protect him from having hirhurim. But without that, even Rava would say that it's aser. That's what the main Nida suggests. Meaning, even when a person is at a state where zera is leaving his body, but if he's not trying to protect truma by being olches ba'amaso, it would still be aser to be olches ba'amaso at that point in time. That's probably not the pashut reading of the Gemara, but that's how the Menida suggests. It says the Gemara of Abaye, who only allows being oches b'matlas ava, chayish dilma asila asufei. He says, yes, I know that the person is obviously already aroused by the fact that shichva zera is on its way out of his body, but I'm worried that there might be more shichva zera that comes out because of this. V'rava lo sufei lo chayish, and Rav is not concerned that there's going to be more shichva zera that comes out just because he's being oches b'amaso. V'atanya, so I asked the Gemara on Rava, but we have a brisa when it talks about the iser of one being nogea ba'amaso. It says lemaze domel lenosin etzba ba'ayin shekolz mancha etzba ba'ayin midama'as v'chozeres midama'as, that if a person puts a finger in their eye, it tears up, and then as long as you leave it there, it tears up more and more and more, so it produces more tears. So shouldn't the same thing, and we're assuming the same thing is true by oches ba'amaso. V'rava kolach mumi v'adrach mumi b'shaite lo shchiach. That, yeah, you could be oches ba'amaso another time and it will cause further arousal, but not at the same moment. Once he already feels that the shichva zera is leaving his body, it's unlikely that he's going to be aroused and that there's going to be any further arousal or further shichva zera, more shichva zera that's going to come out, since it's already ne'akra kula. When the Braisa says that it's like putting a finger in the eye, that's dafka in a way that you didn't have hargoshas kol gufo, where a person didn't have a sense of nizdaze evarav, when the shichva zera was on its way out. Okay, so now another halacha on a similar topic. Amar Shmuel, kol shichva zera she'ein kol gufo margish. Well, the Gemara is going to have two different versions of what Shmuel says, what kind of shichva zera is actually not mitame. So the first version is kol shichva zera she'ein kol gufo margish ba'ein mitame. If the shichva zera does not affect a person's entire body, his whole body doesn't shake in a certain way, when it's nekar mimakoma, it's not going to be mitame. My taima. So what's the reason for such a din? Shechvazera amrachmana beru'i lahazriya. It has to be the kind of shechvazera that's able to cause pregnancy, to be mazriya. So without a hargasha, we assume that it's not powerful enough to impregnate a woman. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel that we have a Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos that hayemaharher belayla, if a person was having hirhurim at night, and the kind of hirhurim that would bring him to become a balkeri, va'amaru matzu b'sarucham, and he has no idea if any shechvazera actually left his body, but he wakes up and he finds that his aver is warmer than usual, even though he doesn't see any actual keri, tameh. He has to assume that he's tameh, because he has to assume that a tipas keri came out of his body. So it sounds that shechvazera is metameh even without a hargasha, because the guy didn't feel anything. So tigam ravuna b'mishamish mitasa b'chalomo d'yef shalashamish b'la hargasha. Now the case is that in his dream he was being mishamish mitaso, and we can rest assured that in such a case that obviously there was a hargasha. Lishna achrina, another version of what Shmuel says, what kind of shechvazera is not metameh? Then Amar Shmuel, kol shechvazera she'enu yorek kachetz enu metameh. If it doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it's not metameh. My ikabein hai lishna la'i lishna. What will be the nafkamina between the two lishanos? Ikabinayu nekra bahargasha. Nafkamina would be if it was uprooted from its source with argashas kol gufo, but it left the body without being yora kechet. So according to the first lashon, it's going to be tameh because it was nekra b'argasha, but according to the second lashon, it's not going to be tameh because it was not yora kechet. So says Gemara, that very inyan, milsa de pshit leil Shmuel, mi bay leil Rava. This idea that Shmuel took a stand on, Rava was not sure about. De bay Rava, nekra bargasha v'yasa shalom bargasha malu. Rava raised that as a shayla. What if a person has nizdaz a gufo at the time that it was nekar, at the time that it starts to move from the body, but at the time that it emerges from the body, he does not have a hargasha. It's not yora kechet. So Tashma, the Gemara tries to be poshet Rava's safek. The Mishnah says in Maseches Mikvaos, Balkeri shetaval v'lo hitil mayim. If a Balkeri goes to the mikvah and does not urinate prior to his tevila, even though the tevila is mitayr him, likeshayatil mayim tamei. When he goes and he urinates afterwards, he's now going to become tamei again, because we assume that there's some keri that gets mixed in with, or some shechvazera that gets mixed in with his meraglayim. He was already a Balkeri, and the meraglayim was ready to leave his body at that time. So we assume that whatever meraglayim is there is going to have some shechvazera mixed in with it. So even though he went to the mikvah, when he now urinates, the shechvazera is going to come out. So don't you see that shechvazera is metameh even when it comes out shalom b'argasha? Because here a person is just urinating. He's not having the regular argasha of hotza'a zera. He says, well, no, shayni yasam deruba b'argasha nafak. That's different, because even though right now it's coming out without argasha, the majority of that shechvazera came out with argasha, and the urine is just picking up whatever little bit of shechvazera is left behind from that re'iyah. Lishna krina amri la amar shmol kol shechvazera sheni yor kachetz ena mezra'as azri idul mazra tumi metamia. Another lashon of Shmuel says that if it's not yor kachetz, it's not that it's not metameh, it's that it's not mazriya, that it's not going to be able to impregnate a woman, but it's still going to be metameh. Shenemar kiyebucha isha shalo yator mikre laila, the pasuk continues to say. So from lashon mikre we say afilu keri ba'olam, even all keri in the world that's not roi laholid is still going to be able to be metameh. It's just not going to be able to be mazriya. It's not going to be able to impregnate a woman. So Tosafot points out that even if it's nekra shelo b'hargasha, it's still going to be metameh, because if we're talking about dafka shenekra b'hargasha, so then there's no difference between the first lashon and the third lashon. Meaning this is a third version of what Shmuel said, that there is no such thing as balkeri that's not metameh. There's only such thing as balkeri that as there's no such thing as shechvazera that's not metameh. There's only such thing as shechvazera that's not able to impregnate. However, the Or Zeruah says differently than Tosafos. He says even according to this lashon, we're talking about where it was dafka nekra b'hargasha and enochinami. There's no difference between the first and the third lashonos of Shmuel. But the way Tosafos understands that there are three different lashonos, and there's no such thing according to the third lashon. There's no such thing as shechvazera that does not have the capacity capacity to be mitameh. So now by Rava raised the following shayla. Ovicham shehir her. Let's say an ovicham masir hurim, and therefore shichvazera is nekar mimakora. It leaves the spot in the body where it comes from, but it has not yet emerged from the body. And then v'yarad v'taval. The person went to the mikvah l'shem gerus. He became a ger after the shichvazera was nekar mimakora, but before it left the body. Samahu. When that shichvazera now leaves the body, is it going to be metamehim or not? Simtim tzolomer basar akira azlinon. Even if you want to say that, as far as the previous suffix we had, that by shichvazera of Yisrael, that it's based on when it's nekar mimakora, therefore by the goy it should be tahar. No, still hanimilu l'chumra. Maybe we only say that we look at the akira migufo when it comes to being machmir. But aval hachat l'kula lo amrinan. But over here, maybe since over here it would be a kula, we were not going to look at when it was ne'akar. We're going to look at when it's yotzei min aguf. So odum lo shno. Or maybe no. Maybe this is a matter of principle, a matter of halachic principle. That the halachic principle is that the akira is all that matters, and therefore bein l'chumra. So in this case, the fellow is not going to be tameh because a goy who is motzi zera doesn't have a tumah of a balkeri. So teku. So says Gemara, we don't have an answer for this question. And there are different shitas we've shown him how to be poshet such a suffix. Now by Rava, another similar shayla. Zava shenekru me meragleha. Let's say you have a zava that the meraglayim is already leaving the bladder, viyard of a tavla, and after the meraglayim is out of the bladder, but before it leaves the body, she went to the mikveh. So mahu, what's the din? Is it tame or not? Imtim tzolomer basar akira azlinan. If you say that you go basar akira, even if you say that you go basar akira, that you look at when it left the body and therefore it's mitame, so you still doesn't necessarily answer a shayla, because hadi milu shichvazera de lo matzi nakla. Maybe that's only shichvazera where you can't really hold it in, that once it's nekar, it's going to come out on its own terms, not on your terms. Avon me meraglaya de matzi nakla, but meraglayim of a zava where she can hold it in. Lo, maybe the akira doesn't matter as much, because the akira does not mean that it's necessarily coming out. Or maybe there's no din between shichvazera and meraglayim of a zava, and either way, the akira is what's koveya. So teku, the Gemara leave that unresolved as well. And then the Gemara raises a third shaila similar to the two previous ones. So bayu rava, ovetzchav zava shenakru meraglaha. Let's say you have a non-Jewish woman who is a zava that has an akira of meraglayim. From Rashi and the Rambam, it seems that they're not gorious the word zava. The Gemara is about a stam of a tzchavim, because the chacham war goes around of the chavim that they have a tumah of ziva. So not on the carry of novid chavim, which is completely tar. So the Gemara has a suffix about the ziva, which is the meraglayim of a woman who is by definition a zava because she's an novid chavim, and then viyard of a tavla, and then she goes for gerus. She goes to the mikveh for gerus. So mahu, what's the halacha? So im tim tzolomar basar akira azlinan aval gav dematzi nakapuhu hani mili yisraelis the tmei adar raisa aval zchav zavad the tmei amid rabbanan lo. And even if you're going to say that we follow the shas akira, even though you can hold it in, you can hold urine in, still you can't learn from there as far as meira glayim of a goya, because maybe that's only true by yisraelis where the tumah is at least tmei adar raisa, but by novad zchav zavad where the tumah is only a tumah midrabanan, maybe we're not going to be so machmir to look at the shas akira. We're going to look at the shas yitzia min aguf, and that's when she was already a giyores, and therefore it should be tahor. Odil maloshna. Or maybe it won't make a difference between a tumah d'oraisa and a tumah d'rabanan. Either way, you look at the shas akira, and therefore this is tameh. So teku, the Gemara is not poshet this suffik either. Now these sveikos of Rava may be relevant la halacha. It doesn't seem like it should be. All of this seems to be about tumah and tahara. However, there is a comment of the Ravan that's quoted on the page in Shulchan Aruch that if a woman has to go to the bathroom, she should first go to the bathroom and then go to the mikveh. Because Rava raises, he says, because Rava raises a shaila of nekru meme raglea viyard of a tavla, whether it works or it doesn't work, whether she's tameh or tahar, and Rava leaves it as a teku. So teku of an isser is the chumra, and therefore if she didn't go to the bathroom, it could be that the tevila doesn't work. So in the Chuvus Maharach or Zerua, he says that he could not believe this Ravan. He says, Tamiani im yatza mipi agon me'olam. I can't imagine that he would ever say something. It's ridiculous. The whole Shaila of Rava is Nogea Tataros. What does it have to do with a woman going to the mikvah, Labaila? This has nothing to do. We're talking about whether the Ziva and the Meiraglayim is Metameir, but as far as Tevila, it's Metara Labaila. Even if after the Tevila, she touches the Mayanos Hazav Hazav, she doesn't become Asura Labaila, right? Becoming becoming tamei from touching a mace, from touching a sheretz, azav, azava, none of that makes a woman asura labaila. So why in the world would holding her urine in, even though it's urine from when she was a zava, why would that at all affect her tevila? So in the Avnei Nezer, he suggests that maybe what the Ravan meant is that the reason she has to go to the bathroom before the tevila is because mei raglayim that's ready to leave her body might be a chatzitza for the mei mikveh. Meaning, if it's already in the beis hastarim, and beis hastarim, you can't have a chatzitza, so maybe the mei raglayim itself is a chatzitza. So you don't need bias mayim, but you need royal bias mayim in a beis hastarim. And the mei raglayim is a chatzitza. And the Ravan says, this has to do with Rava. Why does this have to do with Rava? Because Rava is not sure if mei raglayim of a nida is tahor in a mikvah. What would that depend on? Rava's shaila must depend on that if you say that it becomes tahor in a mikvah, it's because it's still considered part of the guf. It's not considered something external to the body. But if you assume that it's tameh, it must be because we consider it to be a foreign substance that's not part of the guf. And what defines chatzitza? Chatzitza is something that's a foreign substance that's not part of the body. So as far as tevila lebaila, we still have to worry about chatzitza, says the Avnei Nezer. So if you define it as something that's part of the body, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. And the Shari Dura, he quotes the Ravan, and Shari Dura, they quote the Marach or Zeruah's critique of it. Nevertheless, the Ramah in Yardei Asim Kuf Tzadiches quotes the Ravan in the name of a Yesh Omrim, that a woman has to go to the bathroom, she has to urinate before she goes to the mikvah, and she should be bodek atzma begedolim ubekatanim, to make sure that she's not going to be holding herself in when she goes to the mikvah. And the Shach says that this is not ma'akev b'dieved, but it's something that she should do. In the Bir Agra, quotes the Shari Dura that we mentioned, that quotes this Ravan. So there's further discussion about that, but we'll leave that at that for now. So says Gemara Vayter, the Mishnah said umtam bekol shein, that all of these tumos that we have, there is no shear, even a nida, zav, a balkeri, any amount that emerges from the body is metame the person. You don't have to have a certain volume of the fluid to leave the body. So Amar Shmuel, Zav Tzarech Chasimus Pi'ama. Shmuel says, now, in order for a person to become a Zav, there needs to be a flow that's the volume of Chasimus Pi'ama, in order to close the hole at the Pi'amaso. So Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, O Hechtim Besaro Mizovo. And he says, I have a Pasuk that says like this. So Va'anantan asks him, but wait, but our Mishnah said not that way. Our Mishnah says even a kol shehu. So how can you say that you need chasimus pi'ama? So who domek Rabbi Nassan? Shmuel is assuming like Rabbi Nassan, who in fact disagrees with our Mishnah. Titania, we have a brayso where Rabbi Nassan omer mishum Rabbi Shmuel zav tzarech chasimus pi'ama v'lo hodelo. The Chum didn't agree to Rabbi Nassan, but Shmuel held like Rabbi Nassan against our Mishnah, against the Chachamim. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold, Rabbi Nassan in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, hold that you need chasimus pi'ama, damakra, ohechtem besara mizovo, for the very pasuk that Shmuel quoted. So he has the same limud that Shmuel quoted. So the kasha and the answer of the Gemara are a little bit difficult. We already said this, meaning we already said that's the source for it. So the Ritva says that must be that this was compiled from two different batei medrash. These were two different conversations that happened in two different batei medrash. So they connected Shmuel to this conversation that was obviously a conversation related to the Brisa, because they both were mechavin to the same idea. For Rabbanan, why don't Rabbanan learn from that pasuk? Because they use that pasuk for something else. Ha'umi bayulei lach metame metame vein metame yavesh. They use that pasuk to tell me that only when the zov is moist, it's metame, but once it's dry, it's not metame anymore, because it says hechtim besaro, that zov lach is chosim the pia ama. But when it's yavesh, it's not gonna be able to close up the pia ama, and therefore it's not gonna be metame. For Rabbi Shmuel, hahu meror nafka. Rabbi Shmuel also agrees to that halacha that it's only metame lach and not metame yavesh, but he has a different word in the pasuk that teaches it. The pasuk says at the beginning of that pasuk, ror bisaro es zovo. So ror means something that is moist. V'rabbanan, what did the rabbanan do with the word ror? Hahu l'minyanu udasa. They need that to tell me how many times a man has to see ziva emerge from his body in order to have the full din of zov. Because the pasuk says v'zos tiyatu masob zovo ror bisaro es zovo. So it says the lashon of ziva three times. Bizovo chada. Ror bisaro trey. Es zovo tlas. And that teaches me that only once a zav has three re'ils of ziva is he going to be chayv in a karban. But with only two re'ils, he's not yet chayv in the karban. Oh, hechtim besoro mizovo tame, mikta zovo tame. Limit al zabal shtei re'il shemetame mishkav moshav. And since it says hechtim besoro mizovo, so he's tame, from mizovo it sounds like you don't need the full ziva in order to have the full tuma. In order to be chayv karban, you need three times the ziva to flow from the body. But in order to be tame, you don't need the full ziva. What do you need? Mitza ziva. What's less than the full? Two is less than three. Rabbi Shmuel minyana minale. So Rabbi Shmuel uses the word rar already to teach me that it needs to be moist. How does he know the number of times that it takes to become a zav who's fully tame, and the number of times that it takes to be a zav who's chayv a karbon? So nafkele mid Rabbi Simai. The tanya Rabbi Simai Omer. He learns it from where Rabbi Simai learns it in the Braisa, that mana kosov shtayim ukra utame. The Torah mentions two zivos and already calls him tame. The pasuk says ishkia zav mibisro zovo tamehu. So it says zav, it says zovo, that's only two zivos, and it already says tame and shalosh. And then when we find that when it lists three zivos ukra utame, it also calls him tame, because the pasuk says vizos tia tumaso bizovo ror bisaro es zovo o heftim bisaro mizov. Mizovo tumasohi. So bizovo, esovo, mizovo. Three times it says the word zovo, and it calls him tame. So which is it? Haketzad. How do we reconcile the stira? That in one pasuk it's after two times it mentions ziva, we say he's tame. Another pasuk only after three times it mentions ziva, we say he's tame. So shtayim l'tuma, shalosh l'karban. It must be that two times is enough to make him a zav as far as tuma is concerned, but it's a third time that's going to be mechayiv him the karban. He's not going to be mechayiv him the karban until he has a third time. Ulman denafkale travayu. And if you learn both of these halachos, that shtei re'ils being metamehim and shalosh re'ils being mechayiv v'mekarban from one of these psukim, so then what do you do with the other pasuk? So mibayle ad sheyetzi mibsaro. That other pasuk is telling me that he's only tameh when it's yotzi mibsaro, but when it's still inside of his body, even though it was nekar mimekaro, it's not going to be metameh. So it says gemara zovo tameh lameli. When the pasuk continues and says zovo tamei, what does that add? Limit al zov shu tamei. That tells me that the zov itself is tamei, meaning up until now we've been talking about the person, that the person is tamei when he has shtei re'ios of zov. How do I know that the fluid itself that emerged from his body is tamei? So that's what I learned from that part of the pasuk. Amar v'chadilayim yishum v'blazim rabbi shimon shikva zera l'roa b'mashahu l'nogea b'kadosha. Shikva zera, for the person whose body it came from, even a mashu of shikva zera will be metamehim. But for someone to become tamei from touching shikva zera, then it needs a shir kadosha. V'anan metamei b'kol she'intanan. But didn't our Mishnah say that it's metamei b'kol shu? My love l'nogea doesn't mean even if you just touch it. Lo, l'roa. No, the Mishnah is talking about if it emerges from one's body, that it's b'kol shu. Tashimah. The Gemara says they'll bring you a raya against Rabbi Chanilai from a brisa. Chomer b'shichva zera mi b'sharet, chomer b'sharet mi b'shichva zera. Shichva zera is a chomer over sharet, and sharet is a chomer over shichva zera. Chomer b'sharet sharet ein chaluka tumaso. The chomer of sharet is that there's no chilik in the tumah of sharet. Masrein kim b'shichva zera, as opposed to shichva zera, sometimes it's not metameh. Chomer b'shichva zera shichva zera metameh b'kol shu, masrein kim b'sharet. And shichva zera has its chomer that it's metameh b'kol shu, as opposed to a sharet, which is only metameh b'kadosha, needs a shear. So my love l'nogeya. And isn't this comparison about
touching. So you see that even Shechva Zera has a shear for Negiyah, not just for Re'iyah. So it says, well, lo, L'roa. Who says it's about touching? It's about Roa. It's about seeing Shechva Zera from your body. I, but Vadumi D'Sharetz Katani, but you're making a comparison between Shechva Zera and Sheretz. There's no Sheretz that comes out of your body. Sheretz is obviously only Tameh, but Negiyah. So when we're making that comparison to Shechva Zera, aren't we talking about being Nogeya Shechva Zera? Ma Sheretz B'Negiyah, Av Shechva Zera B'Negiyah? So I'm Rava D'Barava, Shum Sheretz Katani, V'Shum Shechva Zera Katani. No, we're just talking about broad categories. That the broad category of Sheretz is has a shear. The broad category of Shechva Zera, there is no shear. So V'Sheretz Lo Matame B'Mashu, is that true that a Sheretz is not Matame B'Mashu? V'Anant Nan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Hey, Varim Ein Lehem Shear? When an Aver is complete, there is no shear to be metame. Pachos mikzayis basar ameis, pachos mikzayis basar nevela, upachos mikadosha min asheret is metame. So it says, Mar, shiny Aver dekule b'makom adasha ka'i. Yeah, when you have an Aver shalem, that's ki'ilu, it's a shear of an adasha. The ilu chas report to Aver, mikom metamia, if you would be missing even a teeny part of that Aver, it would no longer be metame. So you see that an Aver shalem has chashivus, and because of it has chashivus, we view it as if it has the full shear. Now the Brisa had said Chomer b'Sheretz that the Sheretz has no chilukim in the tuma, as opposed to Shechva Zera that the tuma of Shechva Zera sometimes applies and sometimes doesn't apply. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on that point right now. Shechva Zera the chaluka tumasa mahi. What is the chaluka tuma of Shechva Zera? What do you mean Shechva Zera is sometimes tamei, sometimes not? Ilem ben Yisrael d'nachrim. If you're going to tell me that Shechva Zera of Yisrael is metamei, Shechva Zera of a nachri is not metamei. Well, that can't be, because then Hachanami Ika Achbar Diyam VeAchbar Diyabasha. There are certain shrutzim that are metame and other shrutzim that are not metame. And Achbar Diyam is not metame, and Achbar Diyabasha is metame. Tosus points out in Maseches Bava Basra, maybe we could have said the same chiluk by Sheretz, that Yisrael and Anachri, that a Yisrael becomes tame b'Sheretz and Anachri doesn't become tame b'Sheretz. Tosus points out, now we couldn't say such a chiluk because that's not about the Sheretz. That's about who's becoming tame from the Sheretz. But over here we're talking about the capacity of this Sheretz to be metame. So what's the chiluk? Ela bin katan legadol. By Shechva Zera we find such a chiluk that a katan who's less than 9 years old is not metame b'keri, and once he's 9 years old, he's metame b'keri. As opposed to a sheretz, it doesn't matter who the sheretz touches. Katan, gadol, whatever, as it's going to be, it doesn't matter how big the sheretz is. If a sheretz is a one-day-old sheretz, it could be the youngest sheretz in the world, the newborn sheretz. If it dies, it's now able to be metame. So that's what we mean, that there's no chilek in the sheretz in terms of the size. Amra papa kitanai, in terms of the age, rather. Amra papa kitanai, this din is actually machlokas tanaim. Minayin rabbis nogei b'shechva zera. How do I know that someone who's nogei b'shechva zera becomes tame? Tabalomer, pasuk says, ish, that even when nogei b'shechva zera becomes tame. So he understands that it means that when it talks about nogei b'sheretz, that the words ish are extra. So the words ish are being applied, even though it's said by a sheretz, to shechva zera. Upligi tanai b'alma. And we know there's a general machlokas in Gantz Shas. The ikadamri don mino mina, the ikadamri don mino vuki basra. That when you learn a gzeres shava, do you learn the ikar din from the parsha that's, and you're learning a din from another parsha, so do you apply it to that other parsha, or do you apply it to the original parsha? So lamandi amr don mino mina. So here also, the don mina, if you hold don mino mina, so you learn the din of a shechva zera from a sheretz. So ma sheretz b'negia, av shechva zera b'negia. So just like sheretz is tamei b'negia, shechva zera is also tamei b'negia. Ooh, me nah. And then the next step is to say mas sheretz b'kadasha av shechva zera b'kadasha, that you take the din of sheretz that is metami b'kadasha and you apply that to shechva zera. But l'man d'yomer dom minov uki ba'asra, so that mas sheretz b'negiyah av shechva zera b'negiyah, the first step is the same, that just like sheretz b'negiyah shechva zera is b'negiyah, but then v'oki ba'asra, that you go the other way, mas shechva zera l'roa b'mashu af l'nogeya b'mashu, that just like re'iyah shechva zera is b'mashu, negiyah shechva zera is also b'mashu. Amalei Rafuna b'reid Rav Nassan Rav Papa m'maydimei o ish de sheretz kamar bilei. Who says we're using the words o ish that appear in the parsha of sheretz to tell me about the din of shechva zera? Dilmamei o ish asher teitei menu shechva zera kamar bilei. Utikulei alma don mino mina. Maybe this whole thing is from the words o ish that actually appear in the very parsha of shechva zera, so you don't need to get involved in this discussion of don mino mina or don mina vuki ba'asra. So shalinu l'tanai, they asked the chachamim who taught us Toseftas which pasuk they meant. Ikat Tani Krav Papa. Some say they meant the pasuk that it says by Yesheretz. Vikat Tani Krav Hunabrei Derab Nasan. And some say they meant the pasuk that it says that by the Yisra of Achilles Kachem Betuma Oishashatetim Menashik Vazera, where it was actually talking about Shikh Vazera. Okay, Ben Hashem, Elisha will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. I will be away tomorrow, Shabbos and Sunday, and I'll be back on Monday. And I thank Elisha in advance very much for giving the daf shir.